Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Jumpstarting your day on this Thursday, or day that Ed Norris calls.
Friday, babe.
Week 5 of the National Football League season begins tonight. And if you listen to the show before us, you are waiting with bated breath for this one because he really promoted this one. Sarcasm.
Yeah.
49ers, Rams. I think those two teams typically, to me, I look at it like saying that the Ravens-Browns games is not going to be worth watching. It may end up not, but you always go into that thinking it is because it's a divisional game. These two are rivals, long-standing rivals.
I agree 100% with you. Like, I'm listening to our overnight guy talk about how this isn't going to be a game. They're going to blow them out. And very well could be. It's a Thursday night game.
But you don't go into it thinking that.
It's a division rival. How can you... Like, what did we just see? Like, Buffalo was just played tough by a division rival not that long ago. We just saw teams that we don't expect to lose the teams within their own division because of the familiarity and what it means to have home field. So... this is, again, we talk about this all the time. People treat it like it's a week-to-week league, and whatever just recently happened means that's going to continue. I mean, the 49ers just lost to the Jags. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
No.
And Brock Purdy looked like trash, and they were even questioning Brock Purdy.
Injury, yeah.
It pisses me off so much because when I get to my shovel, it's going to be something similar to this. But like,
he's not playing this week, though.
I know, but he's, you're just a little sore? You've got toe soreness? He's got turf toe-like symptoms.
Yeah. You can't even step on it. You can't walk.
I just love these. Did you guys ever play a sport? Did you ever have an injury to
Forget about that. Did you ever bang your toe?
Yeah,
let's just
right.
say that.
Yeah.
No, that's just
the corner of the bed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
On a short week, yeah, you just came back Sunday and re-aggravated it. You need to play 3 days later. Yeah. Oh. What, banging it?
Still talking about the toe?
What?
I thought you said banged it on the corner of the bed.
I did.
A toe. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Where is she from? What country?
In the Middle East.
When did you bang a toe? You know what happened.
left turn happened quickly.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, this isn't me telling you that the 49ers are going to win tonight, but
it's not me telling you that they're not.
Yeah. I'm fully picking the Rams to win this game. It's a 9.5-point spread now, but it is still a divisional game, and I don't know if you guys have watched the Rams offense. It's a lot of fun because
we're cool with like the best receiver in the league right now.
I was just getting ready to say, I'm a Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson truther. The guy that's third on that list and kind of inching closer to those other two is Puka. It's not CeeDee Lamb, it's Puka.
Yeah.
Puka is unreal.
You don't think it's CeeDee Lamb?
No, I think CeeDee Lamb's great. I'm just saying, like, if we were going to talk about the top three receivers, you have to bring up Puka Nacua. His numbers have been absurd.
I just don't feel like, you know, certain people calling the show being upset that you didn't say, you know.
Well, it's not CeeDee Lamb's fault that he didn't have a good quarterback throwing to him either, Rob.
There we go.
I mean, if he still had Cooper Rush went 9-5 one year. Did you know that?
He did. I do know that.
Dolly Parton. 9-2-5, whatever.
Yeah, 9-2-5. What's his tree numbers? 9-2-5?
Please don't
Is
start.
Is that Dabney Coleman?
Please don't start him. Please.
We've been on the air for 4 minutes. Ready to start.
9-2-5, Lily Tomlin. Oh, boy. So the Ravens are playing court now.
Yeah, a little gamesmanship.
Quarterback situation. What do you think?
I don't think he's playing. I think this is another thing where it's the old Bill Belichick. Give him something that else that they have to look at. You got to prepare for it because I said he might play. I just think it's a little silly. I mean, even with the injury report and being, what's the right word, coy about that, I guess, when it's like, oh, yeah, he's got a thigh injury. Okay, is it a hamstring? Is it a quad? Well, we don't have to tell you, and we don't want to tell you.
Right.
I don't know. It's just silly. But there's so many names on the injury report. I guess we'll have to wait to see who's actually going to play.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think he's going to play. I don't think there's any chance he's going to play. But if you are preparing for the Baltimore Ravens, you'll be foolish not to do your due diligence to prepare for it, just in case. I think that's what it does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you know a team is going to run a play action pass, you can't ignore the run. Because if you do, then that may be the time they actually ran. You know, if you ignore the fact that they're not ruling Lamar out, then you're going to really be stupid if he plays on Sunday and prepare for it.
You know what I wonder is if, let's say he played and his mobility was extremely limited. All right, let's say he does play. Do we find out how bad this offensive line is when he can't extend plays?
Ooh, well, that's why you don't play him.
I thought we kind of found that out the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'm just saying, like, again, yeah, this
10 sacks in 2 weeks kind of does that.
I'm serious, because even when he was mobile.
That might be why he's hurt. That's why he's hurt.
There are some people that want to put that on him, and I do think there are times where you look at him holding onto the ball too long. He got sacked 5 times from guys that were untouched this weekend. Untouched. Yeah. 5 times you had a guy come untouched and sack your quarterback?
Yeah.
And I was laughing about it. I don't know if you saw the highlight. I got to find it. In the Texans game, I think I sent it to the group. The right guard started blocking their right tackle in one running play.
Mm-hmm.
And then the center left tackle basically took out the left guard going at the same guy. So you had 3 guys blocking one guy and 2 guys blocking each other on their offensive line this weekend. And that's a game that they won. it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it is. Not much. I mean, what's your motivation if you are a season ticket holder to go Sunday if he's not playing? Defense is trash. And Lamar's not playing on offense. What's your real motivation to go? I'm not talking to watch. Our motivation to watch is that we love football. But what's your motivation? Because that's like a whole day commitment going to a football game.
Yeah,
it's different than anything else. So what's your motivation?
I think it's because your team, look, you still have a really good roster, albeit it's banged up. Mm-hmm. And I know it's doom and gloom. You got to be a glass half full type guy to look at it now. I mean, on Tuesday, I heard Ken McCusick talk about trading pieces away, not to add, but to get rid of some guys that have expiring contracts and try to get something back for them, which you don't see that a ton in the NFL. And that kind of got me alarmed. Like, man, does he think this is going to be really bad? But when you look at their schedule, you got the Steelers twice at the end of the year. As long as you're within distance of the Steelers, which I still think you will be, see, you've got 2 games against them if you can get healthy and get it right.
You gave me motivation to keep the faith. You gave me motivation to watch. You didn't give me motivation to spend money to go down there.
I don't have to answer your question.
You can get a ticket right now for $53 on StubHub.
Really?
$53. When's the last time you can buy a Ravens ticket on StubHub for $53? That might be cheaper than the face value. Mm. That might be some guy saying, listen, just give me something. Yeah. I don't want to eat this. Just give me something. $53 for a Ravens ticket.
Well, if you like watching a monster of a human being get handed the football over and over again, you're going to like this game.
Your motivation.
That's what's going to happen with
Derrick
Henry.
Well, you know, and I can be honest with you, Jeremy. You know, the way this offense is gone, I know that should happen.
Hey, how do you only get 8
Are you
going to
guarantee me that he does? I don't know, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, a lot of conflicting reports about Lamar's status for Sunday. Do you appreciate the gamesmanship that we were talking about? Do you think it really impacts the Texas game plan at all? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How about I just don't say anything? Okay. That's what I would do.
I just don't want to take anything out of it.
Yeah. Why don't we just leave it alone and we'll just... The injury report. Thank you. The injury report will be out at 4. Great. John.
Here's the problem. Eventually, you're going to have to say something because you are... I read something that says official gambling partner of the National Football League.
Yeah.
So you have to say something. You don't... I know you think you are... You know, the all powerful one. But yeah, eventually you're going to have to tell us whether Lamar's going to play or not.
I remember I used to argue with people for years about the way that the football games get set up and Monday night football being bailout night, and that's a gambler's night. And then the way the transition has happened, because I was talking to some people last night about Pete Rose and gambling. It's like, hey, do you think he gets in after? There was a big thing on, I think, MLB Network on the Big Red Machine. And so we were kind of talking about, you know, him and what he went through. All these leagues are in bed with gambling now. Like, all of them. They're all the official sportsbook partner of this, the official sportsbook partner of that. And I'm not saying that means what he did is right, but I don't know. It just seems like...
Yeah, but what he did is still wrong now. If what he did was legal now, then we could kind of argue that. But what he did is still illegal.
They're taking money from gambling organizations to promote them. You're promoting gambling to your audience. You're promoting it. It's in your stadium. It's in everywhere. And again, you still know it's wrong, but what I'm saying is it's like the guys that are still locked up for weed now.
I was going to use that. They could argue, well, let me out. Although I think that's idiotic because when you did it, it was illegal. But that's an argument, in my opinion. However, P. Rose bet on the game. He bet on his team. Those are two things you still can't do.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, so
again, I'm not arguing.
So
I'm not even arguing that.
So to me, he shouldn't even be discussed.
I still think it matters because you have guys. I mean, now we've seen what's going on. We've had plenty of guys that haven't been caught that have done this.
Right. But if you are, you're punished.
Yeah.
So I don't think Pete Rose should even be discussed. What he did is still to this day not legal or against the rules. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's illegal or not. I know it's against the rules. But nonetheless, going back to Lamar, we'll find out eventually whether he actually is going to play. Ed Norris, do you think this really has any impact on what the Houston Texans are doing today in practice?
Do I think they believe he might play? Is that what you're kind of asking?
Yeah. But
I mean, probably maybe a little. I think it would be irresponsible to not prepare for Lamar Jackson by the off chance that he was going to play and he wasn't hurt that badly. But I'm assuming they're going to prepare for somebody else. The problem is, you know, for them, who are they preparing for? Tyler Huntley, Cooper Rush?
Cooper Rush, no doubt. I don't think so.
Assuming Huntley's name has come up a lot. He came back really quietly, by the way. Just came in his pajamas one night and it's just nobody knew. But he's back. So, no, I don't think so. I'm assuming they're going to prepare for Cooper Rush. But I'm sure they would have some effort put into it just in case the off chance that Lamar is actually, you know, not hurt that badly. He's going to play at like 80%.
Now, Joe, you said DeMeco Ryans did comment on the preparation for the Baltimore Ravens.
He said they're preparing like Lamar is playing. Yep.
They always say that. You don't say that.
Both sides are two of the same. They have to. It's kind of like, what are you going to say? Nah.
Man, if he comes up, DeMeco came up and said, man, we ain't preparing for him. I know he ain't playing.
Right.
He's just saying that. It'd be refreshing to hear a coach go, yeah, man, come on. We know he's lying. We're just preparing for this cat because Lamar ain't playing. I mean, if you, like, again.
He texted me.
Yeah.
Told me he said, nah, right, playing.
I mean, the other thing you have to look at is the fact that where their bye week shows up, Does it do more bad than good? Could he re-injure it? How, you know, the things that we're not privy to, the seriousness of this injury, because up until a few days ago, there were people going, yeah, he faked that injury. And there's still some people that believe he did, which
man,
is just absurd to me.
That's part of my shovel today.
Oh, God.
That's part of my shovel today. yeah, the things that people make up about this young man is just funny to me. I'm serious. I mean, you just make stuff up. Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, Jeremy, I got something to say to you after this comment, all right?
All right.
So, hey, no, I think that Houston, you know, they know Lamar's not playing, you know. But I'm really worried, man. Cooper Rush, I'm sorry. I might be wrong. You have to prove me wrong, but I'm just not. He's not a good fit for the Ravens as far as I can see.
Why not?
Now, a drop night passer and an offensive line that can't even protect Lamar, he's going to get killed. I just don't see it, man. He's not a good fit. I mean, he might be a better quarterback than Tyler Huntley and none of them, but they're a better fit to me. Even Josh Johnson, they're a better fit for the Ravens than him to me. Hmm. And Jeremy.
Yeah.
How about my Mercury, son?
Oh, I apologized to you on the air the other day. I don't know if you were listening. I said,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the one day I didn't listen to the show.
Yeah, during my daily, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? I said, during my daily line segment, I said, yep, yeah, he called it. He said, Phoenix. I told him he was crazy. And the sad part was I hadn't realized what had happened, but I was on Phoenix on Sunday, so I was rooting for you to be right anyway. So, but it worked out. But congrats, man. Good call.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If I'm a running back, I don't want Tyler Huntley quarterbacking because everything he throws is right here. Mm-hmm. He's throwing right there. The defense plays up on him. Remember the year Hollywood Brown had 1,000 yards receiving, but he had 800 when Lamar was playing, and he had 200 in the final seven weeks of the year. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because everything was dink and dunk, dink and dunk. If I'm the running backs, I'm like, dude, you're not stretching the defense. I don't want that cat quarterbacking for me. And you don't really take he doesn't really take the command of the play action pass, because even when he play actions, he's not beating anybody deep.
Well,
I got into a discussion years ago of someone who said that Tyler Huntley would be a better option for the Ravens than Lamar. It was Lamar's contract year. I'm like, you can't throw. The completion percentage be damned. He can't throw.
I remember arguing with someone. Remember when Trace McSorley started?
Yes.
The game against the Steelers?
Yes.
Where he was playing and people were like, well, they were talking about how good they thought he was going to be. And I said, they're just going to sit on every underneath route. There's no threat to go downfield. And then he throws the pass to Hollywood Brown where the defender falls down. It was like an 8-yard pass and he runs it 70 yards for a touchdown.
Right.
The next day I get a message saying, thought you said he couldn't throw the ball downfield. He didn't.
He didn't at all.
The guy ran it down there. I said, come on, man. So, I mean, some of these guys, it's like certain things you look at. Rookie quarterbacks against veteran defensive coordinators, if they're playing against. Like this weekend, I have no hope whatsoever for that cat in Cleveland going up against a Brian Flores defense for his first start in the NFL. Good luck to you, Dylan Gabriel. And then you look at some of the other spots of where you think this player can do this or that. But with the young quarterbacks and guys that you haven't seen push the ball downfield, if you're smart, you're going to sit on all those routes and say, prove it.
Yeah.
Show me you can beat me. And if you do, then I'll adjust.
Yeah. I mean, last year for the Miami Dolphins, Huntley in 5 games got sacked 15 times. I mean, so, and I'm not saying it's his fault, but if he is so elusive and getting in evasive, how does he get sacked that many times in that many games? I think you're judging a book by its cover, to be honest with you. I don't want either one of those cats. I don't want any of them quarterbacking. However, if I'm stuck with one, give me Cooper Rush.
Oh, definitely.
He's a better passer.
Yes. He's a better quarterback.
He's a better passer, yeah. Man. I mean, and the Ravens offense can convert to a passing offense. You don't have to sit in the pocket forever. They're not going to call the same plays for Cooper Rush that they call for Lamar Jackson, because they don't believe that Cooper Rush can get them out of situations. Yeah. So it's going to be a completely different offense for him. Mm-hmm. 410-583.
Better run the ball,
Ed. But now think about this. If they're running the ball effectively, Cooper Rush, in my opinion, is the quarterback that can take advantage of that.
An offensive passing game. Absolutely. I'm hoping they get the running game going because then he can be effective.
that they can win this game. Shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, what kind of impact do you think this season's issues could have on contract extensions with Lamar Jackson? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I think I tell y'all this all the time. I hear that. But you know, it's season here. I'm not worried about that. You were better off asking that during camp. So, but I'm locked in, man. I'm ready for the season to start. That time will come.
That's early September before the season began when Lamar was asked about his contract extension. Not a lot to say about it. Do you think what goes on in the field this year, Jeremy, impacts his contract extension?
No. I mean, because you know what he is. You know what he's capable of doing.
No, I mean, on his side. Does he look at what's going on and say,
I don't want to be here?
Yeah. Or maybe use that as leverage. You know, you want me to sign this thing, let's do this, that, and that.
I think you could get some of the things that you wanted. You know, if let's say, for example, you weren't happy with the coaching and you wanted something to change, this would be the time a guy would have a little bit of leverage to say, this needs to happen. And it would be up for the front office to decide if they want to go that route. I mean, he's a one of one, not just in the league, in NFL history. There's nobody like him. You can compare Michael Vick. You can compare Randall Cunningham.
No, you can't.
You can try.
You'll fail.
Yeah.
You'll fail.
He's already got more rushing yards than some running backs that we looked at. We were, man, that guy was so good. Yeah. He already has more rushing yards than them.
His rushing yards compared to Christian McCaffrey's.
Yes.
Who's a running back.
And on top of it, he has the highest quarterback rating in the history of the league. That's everyone. Everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah. When we get to these conversations, I feel like he could be the biggest jerk and sit here and tell them he wants this or that. Like people going, yeah, he's holding out because he doesn't want to get hurt right now, or he's staying out because he wants his extension. He's like, well, why wouldn't he have done that at the beginning of the year just to get it if that's what he wanted? If you were saying that with he made a business decision the year that he was going into free agency when he was injured.
I agree with that.
I would listen to you.
I would agree. I would go along with that. But now, like you said, like Jeremy said, Ed, we know who he is, so he doesn't need to make those kind of decisions. If he does have a season-ending injury, it's not going to impact how much money he makes on the extension. You know who Lamar Jackson is.
You know his value now. I mean, everybody in the league knows his value, so I don't believe anything. Well, people just generate this stuff, though. they do. They just they make things up and go with it. You know, and it's part of my shovel today. It's not related to this, but kind of related.
You know what?
It's just annoying. People just make things up and put them online.
Because people don't, they can't just watch sports. They need a storyline.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even though sports is a storyline.
But they want to create this story that goes when it's the game.
Yeah.
You don't have to fabricate things to make it interesting. If you do, then don't watch. Watch the soap operas. It's a game. There's nothing behind it. I listen to some of the things people say that goes on in the Orioles clubhouse, and I'm laughing. And then I'm looking at a media member, and I'm like, I've never seen you before. How do you know what's going on in there? I've never seen you. I mean, so that's – if we just watch the sport and stop creating stories, then I think you won't have things like
that. Yeah, and I'm fascinated by people who do this because Jeremy brought up before, like, did you ever play a sport? If you ever played a sport – but particularly this sport, if you played football, you know what it's like at any level. Any level. I don't care if it's Pop Warner, high school, college. I played low-level college. I've had so many injuries from football. Broken noses, several concussions. I had an inflamed liver in college. I got hit in the side. It was unbelievably painful. All kinds of stupid injuries from just playing football, you know, as best as a young kid into, you know, my 20s. What do you think it's like in the NFL? I mean, think about all the kids die. I hate to say it, but they die during some, you know, training camp or stuff in this country.
And
it's a different sport, man.
It's why I bring it up. And to say that when I say, have you ever played this sport or any sport for that matter? We were talking injuries, right? Like,
yeah.
To question someone's their will to play or they're soft. If you've never had that injury or been through it, I ain't listening to you, man.
No.
Like, cause like you hear turf toe and you're going, ah, it's a toe. Like, come on. It's one of the worst foot injuries you could possibly have.
Yeah.
It's so painful.
Think about it. I mean, we've all had stuff. Rob's had gout. I've had plantar fasciitis. I've had the stress fracture. I don't know if you had any foot injuries.
I had a yeast infection.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you can't walk.
You can't walk.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. Yeah. It's like, so I mean, I don't know how people can say these things, and they say it
because they need a story.
They need a story.
It's well, just, it's either needing a story or needing a scapegoat.
But the guy over, I heard the whole Brock Purdy thing. You know, coming to work. I'm like, come on, man, really? It was kind of mocking the, you know, the injury. I'm like,
yeah. The toe.
Yeah.
And this,
it's Jonathan Ogden. Is there anybody bigger or tougher than him?
And yesterday he even said the fact, and this is what drives me nuts. It's like, yeah, who else had turf toe and they're out for the, oh, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's turf toe. He's out. Yeah. He's out 3 to 4 months or whatever, 6 months, whatever it may be. And he's going, see, he's got turf toe and it's an injury where you had to have surgery. You're not having surgery. Do you think it stops hurting when he has surgery? Like, is that what you think? Like, yeah. I mean, it's just so...
Or it's not serious enough?
It's just so dumb, man. And again, when people start questioning athletes and are you being a man? I see so many people go, this is what you get paid for. You need to get out there and play. Shut up. What are you talking about? You want a guy to play while he's injured?
He can't. It's not even... how many times do we say hurt and injured are two different things? You play hurt pretty much every week. And people play really hurt. Look what Baker Mayfield did with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
He played really hurt. He was actually injured, but he played with a lot of pain. A lot of guys do it. When you're injured, you can't physically perform. Your body doesn't work anymore. Period. You can't do it. It's like, I don't know what people don't understand.
Let's go to Columbia and get Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to comment on Mr. Jeremy mentioned that the rookie Browns quarterback has a daunting task against the veteran defensive coordinator of the Vikings. And how I look at it is, you know, if you think about it, who's more predictable? The rookie quarterback, you don't know exactly what he's going to do with the Browns. The Vikings coordinator has been around for a while, you know, so he's kind of more predictable. I think the Browns have a chance against the Vikings.
Okay. Is that it?
I think they do too.
Okay. The predictability.
Is it with Dylan Gabriel?
Yeah, because I said that he was saying, I guess your thought process here is because they ain't seen him at this level means he's got all the tricks. No, they're going to confuse his ass with different defensive looks. They're going to send pressure.
Same
they're going to fake pressure.
Yeah. It's not baseball. We haven't seen this pitcher before.
Right.
So we don't know what he's throwing. No, this is football.
When I screened the call, he was actually, well, Jeremy doesn't know that. Not every quarterback struggles against a defensive coordinator. And I was like,
he's right.
All right, Craig.
He's right. I'm just using analytics to say, yeah, I'm probably right.
So, out 100 times.
We're giving out shovels at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, some are saying Huntley should start over Rush. What do you say? Do you think the Ravens offense will be better with Tyler Huntley over Cooper Rush? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cooper practiced today. He was a quarterback, and Tyler practiced today also. And I thought everybody did a really good job today. You know, so. But to your point, I mean, Cooper's experience. He's been in these situations before, as is Tyler, and he's up to speed. He's been with us all the way back to the beginning. He's been in every practice, every meeting. You know, he knows the offense, and he'll be ready to go.
Cooper Rush, Tyler Huntley. Both practicing, and who you think starts for the Ravens on Sunday, if not Lamar?
Cooper Rush. I'm pretty sure that's done. I mean, that was who they went to. That's why you picked them up. I think we talked about this even when he joined the team, saying, heaven forbid, Lamar's got to go out for a game or two during the season, at least he can, you know, he can help us win the ball games. It's not going to be a total loss. You know, he won't just, you know, be a doormat. So I think he's perfectly competent. He's not Lamar Jackson. Obviously, the whole team revolves around that man. But I feel okay going into the game, you know, because this was going to happen. And Lamar's been remarkably healthy. He has been out, what, 3 years with an injury?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like he's had any, you know, he's not Joe Burrow. He's had, you know, really good luck with his health, as has the team. They were the healthiest team in the league last year. Last two seasons, they were very healthy. It's just, with, you know, they're facing it now. But I think it was Cooper Rush is the short answer, the long answer, short answer.
Jeremy, why are people asking for Huntley?
Let me check. I got no idea, man. Like, really, you went out and spent money on a backup that's a little bit more proven than what we've seen from Huntley. And again, the things you've seen from Huntley were years ago.
Yeah.
He has not looked good in this league since then, and he's holding on.
He didn't look good then. I don't know what people are watching. He didn't look good then.
If you remember the conversations then, Norup, he should be starting. He had like a good game or something. Like, he should be starting over Lamar. Like, what are you out of your mind?
He never looked good. I mean, in the four games that he started for the Ravens back in 2021, he had 3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. The next year, he started 4 games. He had 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I don't. No, 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 that's not even a decision here for me. I mean, well, he gives the Ravens a better chance to win. Well, in 9 games that he started, he went 3-6. What?
What? Yeah. What?
He should be the Ravens were in the playoffs when Lamar got hurt. What was that, against the Broncos, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens were in the playoffs. If I'm not mistaken, they were the number one team in the AFC. They were like 8-3 when Lamar went down. Where did they end up? Out of the playoffs that year? Was that the year they lost to the Bengals in the wild card game? I think they were out of the playoffs that year. They went from number one seed to nowhere.
Was that 94-yard quarterback Zeke return?
That
was the playoffs, right?
Yeah, it was a playoff.
Yeah, the last game. It was either getting to the playoffs or the playoffs.
So what chance does he give? I don't get it. I don't get it. This ain't personal. I just don't get it.
Well, we've talked about this. The most popular person in town is the backup quarterback.
That's Cooper Rush.
Yeah, and people say this all the time. There's no reason with a guy like Lamar that the most popular guy should be the guy behind him. And then when you start talking about these other guys, people fall in love with mediocrity so much and convince themselves it's good.
But in this case, Jeremy, they're in love with the guy who's backing up the guy who's backing up.
Right, yes.
Not even a backup. It's the guy who's backing up the backup.
Who's backing up him?
Oh, we're in trouble. we got to worry about that guy. You're in trouble, man. Cooper Rush is the best option right now to play quarterback in place of Lamar in the National Football League. Right now. Or on the team, I should say. On the roster. He's the best one to replace Lamar. We don't need a 2-quarterback system. We don't need, no. Put him back there, run an offense that's friendly to him, simplify it, and keep it moving. That's simple. Here we go. President of the Cooper Rush Fan Club.
Oh, no.
Rashawn in Baltimore.
What's up? Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, listen, man. I know a lot of y'all listeners smoke weed, man, but I think a lot of them smoke crack, too, man. You know, thinking that Huntley is a better option over Rush, though.
You right there with him. You acting like Rush is a better option than most of the guys in the league.
I ain't saying most of the guys in the league, but, I mean, as of right now, you got to admit Cooper Rush is probably the second-best quarterback in the North right now, in the AFC North.
You're not. Rank them for me. Rank them for me.
Aaron Rodgers,
uh-huh.
Cooper Rush.
Uh-huh.
What's the guy
Jake
down there?
Jake Browning and Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel and Jake Browning. There we go. So, I mean, y'all got to agree with that list right.
So you're ranking them, and three of them are backups.
He's right, though. So. He is right.
Hey, it is. I'm right, though, right?
You are. It's better to have diarrhea than nausea and vomiting. Yeah, you're right.
And another thing, look at the career stats, man. I believe Cooper Rush got a, what, 83% quarterback rating. Huntley was 79 quarterback rating career.
Can you rush his ass off the line, please? Because why are we talking about Cooper Rush as much? Why?
Y'all brung the segment up, right? I didn't call it to rate this segment. So,
he saw the Cooper Rush bat signal go up. Someone's talking about him. Let me call.
I'm just saying, though, man. They trying to, you know, and I guarantee after this weekend, right, I guarantee Cooper Rush have a big game. And win these next two games, you won't have a certain fan base out there, the Northern Harford County, Cecil County fan base, that's going to be calling for Cooper Rush.
Man, I live in Harford County, man. What you got? By the way,
Rashawn,
by the way, man, I want to say I appreciate you, man, what you did for me. Getting my BG&E bill down for me, man.
That's awesome, dude.
Thank you, man. You made a
anything
call
you, Rob,
and
man,
it cut off
know,
the 200 bucks. I appreciate that, man.
What did you do? Hit that switch?
You know, keep giving me them tickets, man, you know.
Yeah, it's a nice trade-off.
That's all, man.
Quid pro quo.
Northern Harford County, Cecil County.
But by the way, can I go back to the rookie quarterback thing?
No, that's not Northern Harford County, is it?
No.
Okay, all right, I'm good. Central, thank you, Joe.
All right, so when Greg called in about veteran defensive coordinators against rookie quarterbacks.
Yes, Facebook and Siri heard him.
Yeah. So here's what came up as soon as I just Googled rookie quarterbacks against vet defensive coordinators. Playing against a veteran defensive coordinator is considered one of the most challenging matchups for a rookie quarterback. These seasoned coaches have a reputation for confusing young players by disguising coverages and blitz packages, which forces a rookie to make quick, difficult decisions.
That's because they're not thinking positive. If they think positive, they'll do better.
Can I tell you the example they used?
What example do they use, Jeremy?
Dylan Gabriel versus Brian Flores. Come on, man. The history shows this.
But if he thinks positive.
Yeah, then he makes it happen.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's
Hello?
Up,
Trippy?
Hey, Rob, man. Rashawn said you had some Oreo playoff tickets for us, but I forgot. They ain't make it to the
studio. Oh, man.
But, Lord, let me say something, though, man.
I mean, don't mean I don't have the tickets. You just don't have a game.
I don't think it's wrong, right? But I keep telling y'all, man, these Ravens fans is brainwashed. Look, now they want Snoop. This is the same one that cost us the playoff game. Hello? Like, why would we want Snoop? Like, Snoop don't even know the top monkey offense. Like, let's be real, right? If Snoop was so good, and shout out my man Snoop. I mean, he a decent backup, third string, you know, practice squad quarterback. But my thing is, if Snoop was that good, right, don't you think the Ravens would have got him for cheap instead of going out to get Cooper Rush? Like, Ravens fans, y'all got to stop this, okay?
You demoted him twice, dude. You called him a backup, third string, practice squad quarterback. You gave him two demotions.
Pro Bowl MVP quarterback.
Hold on. Let me finish, Rob, because I know you like to cut me off and I can't get my
dog. You cut yourself off.
Yo, but look, basically what I'm
we're gonna be hearing about that for the next month now. Rob what? Cut him off.
Hit my hands right here.
Yeah.
My hands are right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are now.
Hey, my hands are right here.
The guy got cut off about 15 seconds ago, and now your hands are right here.
But the whole time, I'm moving my sheet.
What the hell? Were you calling a touchdown? Why were your hands up like this the whole time?
Because, no, it was here, right
here. You know
what
you just did?
Right here.
You know what you just did?
No.
You're the guy in basketball that fouled the hell out of the guy and then goes like this and puts his hands up. Or the guy in NFL that's holding,
yeah.
And he knows he's holding, and it's just like, hey, I didn't do anything. My hands are up. Cut that man off.
Hey.
I'm going to be Joe, real with you. You Joe, cut him
you,
off.
Joe, can't you cut everybody's mic off? Because you cut one off in particular for me right now. MLB playoff recap at 7:15, but on the other side of it, Noah's been giving out shovels.
Yes, we are. I'm giving it to a guy named Noah Glenn Carter. I mean, he's just a D-bag. Just like, I hate everything about this world right now, and he's exactly why.
Shovels up next to the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.